It is 1:00. We will call the meeting to order. Has anyone got any deletions or additions to the agenda?
I have a couple of additions. I have one item that we're going to have to discuss in camera on legal matters. And then our building inspector is going to give a brief little report introduction under building reports.
Okay. So has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? And can we have a mover, please?
Stead.
Seconder?
Monty.
Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes? Boy, all in favor? Yeah. Anyone have a chance to look at the minutes?
Yeah.
We have a mover?
McDougald.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
So Lacey, just for this, did you want to have the building inspector just do it right now? Before we go into the rest of it?
Give his report?
Yeah.
You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, everybody. I'm Richard McKay. I've been acting as the building inspector here since January. It's been a good experience so far. Just to give you guys a bit of background of myself, if you guys have the time here, I came from another small community in New Brunswick. I'm born and raised in Manitoba, a community of about 5,000 people. So I dealt with their program. I kind of built their whole program from scratch. So I'm familiar with small rural communities and all the goings on and things like that. So just that's a bit about me. So far with the items here, really for me, it's been a lot of cleanup of some of the older stuff that was outstanding. Been dealing with that. I'm working with getting one big permit going here for the colony and getting all that squared away. And other than that, that's it, just cleaning up old stuff. And today I was with the waste facility there trying to figure out their scale and helping them with that as well. So just anywhere I can work. I'm a Red Seal carpenter. I am educated as a building inspector. I know it's not required in this province, but I'm a second level, a BCQ is what they gave my education as here in Manitoba, as equivalent to New Brunswick. So yeah, that's really about it. Keep it short and sweet.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yep, good, thanks. Okay, good. Thanks, Richard.
Have a good day.
That's good.
Yes.
Now we can go on. Okay, we will go to the financials. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 26063 to 26084 and other 0242 to 0367. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $114,721.93. Have a mover, please.
Okay.
A seconder?
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. And this one is where are we? Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, other 0368 to 0239.
Zero three six nine.
Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for amount of not to exceed three.
This is the one that's.
Is this one here? Okay, well, excuse me, I thought it was the fire department one.
You want us out of here?
They forgot they have to excuse themselves.
Yeah, I thought this was a fire one.
We have three this time.
Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments, other 0368 to 0369. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $3,120.05. Mover and seconder?
Stead.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments, other 0370 to 0391, now therefore be resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $13,737.16. A mover, please.
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Okay. And then we'll go to the department report. Public Works, that's it's noted in your package. Utilities noted in your package. Bylaws noted, and building we don't have any. We'll go to reports of committees. I'll start with Councilor Sterk.
None for me.
Deputy Weave Honky. What's the other side? Councilor McDougall?
No.
Nothing for me either.
Okay, and then for us, I guess all of us went to the, we went to the Northeastern Community Health and the Northeastern Community Municipal Forum, and those notes are in your package, and what aren't there will still be coming. And that goes under the verbal reports of committees, so nobody had anything. So we go under public hearing. And there is none. Delegation is at 1:30, Lacey, so we'll skip on. Mm-hmm. Communications. Public Utilities Board. Notice of decision. Citgo and Central Gas. Now that's for the northern communities. They actually, it dropped, eh? For them, if it means anything. It's in your package. Number two. Manitoba Good Roads. 2-day gravel course in Lac Des Bonnes. So it has been recommended that we send Gary. So we'll need a resolution, right?
Yep, and I prepared one in case you saw fit.
Can we have a mover for that?
I'll move it.
Seconder?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Next one, number three, is we're going to go into camera. It is an offer to purchase. Number four is public hearing notice, development plan for Lac Des Bonnes, planning district, that's noted, good reading. Number five, public hearing notice, zoning bylaw, rural municipality, Brokenhead. That one there's a little bit of interest because we're going to be having one in the near future, and it'd be good to follow that and see where it goes. Number six, again, is offered to purchase, we'll go into camera. Number seven, Public Works Supervisor, letter of resignation. I think we have the postings up. Lacey, maybe you can explain that. I don't know where we are exactly on that. Has it?
He did give his resignation after quite a few years. And then does have the position posted. It's been posted to AMM, the website, Facebook, and it was on Indeed for a little bit there too. So it's been posted.
Okay, good. Unfinished business. Lagoon boring bylaw, that's still being worked on, so it's tabled. Number two, waterline south of Ioma, inquiry from ratepayer. We got some information from a ratepayer, and it I think it's very valuable. And we should have our admin to search some of that information out and then bring it back to us.
Okay, we can
definitely do that. Okay. Number three is a zoning bylaw. That's tabled to February, it says, but I think it's more likely March and April as we're going through our budgets and everything else. I think you can correct me on that if you want, Lacey.
That sounds probably more accurate unless
I'm just trying
someone
to
wants to do it sooner.
It's been so long I forgot about it. I'd need a refresher on the whole topic.
Yeah, we would.
That's a long time ago
we'll
when
have
we
to
were
make
talking
sure
about
ready.
That.
I agree.
There was a lot of information last time.
Yeah. Number four, senior election official for 2026 elections. Position has been advertised and it's not filled yet, is it?
As of yet, it's not filled. It was in the clicker, I believe, last week was the last week it was in. So it's still open. Anybody interested? Still open.
Okay. Number five, Whitemouth Reynolds Planning District dissolution. It's tabled yet? Is that still?
Still tabled.
Still tabled, Duncan?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been talking about the merits of not dissolving, trying to establish what's best. So some uncertainty there.
Still in discussion, eh?
Yeah, that's why it's tabled. So.
Okay. That's fine. Number six is a request for council support for a liquor vendor in the town of Whitemouth. Draft letter. Now, you have drafted a letter on that. You've got the letter. Everyone has read the letter.
Yeah, good job.
I want to add to the letter. Can I add to the letter?
Okay.
You have sent it to the Honorable Glenn Simard. Is that right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And CC the Honorable Wob Canoe and Wayne Owashko. Can we also CC the official leader of the opposition?
Okay. I will
is that
add
good?
Them.
You guys are
good?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll get that sent out then too.
Okay, thank you. New business. Holy smokes, I'm flying here. New business number one is the 2026 general election. I think Lacey got a whole bunch of information on elections, how they work, what they want to do. It's kind of good there if we ever wanted to go in a different direction or if next council wants to go in a different direction. So that's all there. Anybody want to add or anything on that? I don't have anything more.
I just wanted to make a note to council here that we do have some deadlines coming up for May 1st. May 1st is your deadline to have any changes to, say, having an election at large versus ward, have any changes to the number of councillors, your vote counting machines, campaign finances, and use of municipal resources. So any changes to our current bylaws have to be done by May 1st. That's third
That's
reading.
every election that's like
yep.
that. Okay, thank
so that's,
you.
So that's the closest deadline that we have right now.
Thank you.
From my point of view anyway, is just a question if council ever wanted to consider going back to the ward system. And I mean, it's a big topic. I did do a bit of reading on it. So it's something I would recommend we table, keep this item tabled for any discussion. That's not saying, you know, for or against, but it's worthy of discussion. And I've had a few people in my time here ask me if we've ever talked about going back to that. So
I think we should stay on for the following councils too, if you want to change. I mean, there's a lot of work to change when I read those boundary lines. Everything has to be changed.
Yeah, you've got to figure out your population so it's even on each boundary. And
yeah,
it wouldn't be as simple as going back to our old lines.
Mm-mm.
Because our population has migrated to different areas.
It's changed.
It's
created problems for municipalities that didn't get participation in the wards. Like one municipality had four wards and they had four councillors running, two in each ward, and there was two with no councillors running.
Mm-hmm.
So even this last election, if we did a north-south, it would have been you by yourself in the north ward and three of us running for council in the south ward. So then we would have had to appoint somebody because there just wasn't enough participation in the north ward. So there's those things to look at, right? I mean, and at large, it's four people run, four people get in, or five people run. So.
Okay, that's a long process, but I mean, I think it's good that it's on there and council's
going. Yeah, maybe we can talk, you know, if you want the discussion. I'd like to read more on it. I mean, I appreciate your thoughts, but just maybe we discuss the ward idea.
One thing that I can do on my end, too, if council is interested, we could always reach out to our MSOs to see if they'd be interested in coming to speak.
Yeah,
it is something that they do.
It's a different way, so maybe it's a way to look at least to start
just
it.
The discussion anyway.
Discussion.
I mean, there's a reason previous councils switch to it. We've obviously had the apathy that you mentioned where people haven't come out to run. We had an acclamation here last time, so it's there's some things like that.
Yeah. And with the wards, we would have been one seat short.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, we figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Or,
yeah.
So then, Lacey, we are going to... We're going to go into camera.
Yeah, unless you want to wait and see if the fire department comes for their delegation.
What time are they supposed to come here
1:30.
Again? 1:30.
1:30.
Wait?
No.
No?
Go in camera.
Okay.
Go in camera for 10 minutes and then... No?
And then we'll have to come out of camera.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. We'll have to have the delegation at 1:30.
Yeah.
So when they get there.
Okay. So,
and then we'll come out.
We'll be back. So we don't hear you guys. We're closed door.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of too bad they weren't here. Are you? Okay. Be it resolved that council recess the regular meeting and go on camera as per section 1523 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following items, legal and personnel. And be it further resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 8831D of the Municipal Act. A mover.
Honky.
Seconder.
Third.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Be it resolved. Oh, we did that. All right, we're ready to go with the public hearing. Cliff, you're up.
Okay. What do you want?
Well,
it's yours.
Yeah, but basically what we had at our meeting and that, and why we're here and everything, is to for you to kind of explain the FFR's roles and responsibilities, what it's going to be, and explain the process, how it's going to work for council's benefit and everything that. Me and Delmer, obviously we've heard it all and everything that, but for our other three members and for Lacey and the public to kind of hear what's going on with it.
Okay, so first thing, got notified of an updated document from the province, and we're not FFRs anymore, we're FRs. Name change. They took the firefighter out of it. So we're just first responders, which is saves a pen stroke. So from now on, that's what we'll do, the White Mouth FR instead of White Mouth FFR. That's minor. So we have 9 volunteers. Six of them are from... older members, and then 3 were of the new recruits. We are 50% done our training for the advanced first aid course. I'm gonna start again next week and finish up. We have purchased almost all of the supplies we need to roll out with the money from our fundraiser. We're just waiting on a few items. The bags themselves are handmade in Canada, so there's a bit of a delay on that. But they should ship within the next few weeks, I imagine. Yeah, radios, that's another thing we are waiting on, is radios, although we can make do with what we have. It'll just make it a bit unhandy for some people, but 2 of us are anyways carrying the radios, and we can probably pull another one off a fire truck to be able to communicate with the dispatchers. So, logistics-wise, that's probably about it. So, in order to get our license from Shared Health, I did send Lacey an email from just after 1 o'clock.
That's
with a bunch of documents.
Yeah.
that you can share on.
Okay, good.
From the province, including some drafts that they sent me, draft agreements. But we do need to have our supplies in place. We do need to have our members in place, trained, and communications in place, and then we can apply for a license from Shared Health to license Whitemouth as a first responder department. And then they'll set us up with a dispatch with MTCC, which is our the medical 911. Yeah, that's about it for logistics.
Okay, so everything that we'll need to do here is should be in that email?
Yeah, the drafts are in there. You were going to contact Pinawa.
Yeah.
And because they just went through it, and they're pretty close.
They're done, are they not done?
They're done, yeah. They're running.
Yeah.
They did a lot of the groundbreaking work, which is awesome.
They've been used a fair amount of times already.
Yes. Yeah, and they had their first, I think their second call was a pretty intensive call that they went on. They were very, very scared they would lose a patient.
You cannot transport them to a hospital, can you?
No.
That's, you know, you just go in there for help and then the ambulance comes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the one difference between, we're called first responders, or FRs, and then there's MFR, medical first response. That's the next level up. So that we're advanced first aiders. We provide first aid.
Right.
We treat things as we see them. The next level up, they're figuring out what's wrong with you, and then they're going to treat you. They're going to do a bit more testing and stuff. Shared Health has decided that they will only dispatch the first responders to, they call it priority one or priority two calls, which are life-threatening or expected to be life-threatening calls, and not priority three calls, which are calls that have the potential to turn life-threatening.
So if that's the case, who's going to transport that person?
Well, the ambulance will.
Oh, okay.
The ambulance will still transport. It's
okay,
just that they're going to use the Whitemouth team, the first response team, for just the calls that are life-threatening. I was trying to find out where the line runs. I couldn't find any information. I tried to call a few people. I couldn't get a hold of anyone. So something like a fall, granny falls, that's not considered life-threatening.
What about grandpa?
But granny falls outside the second week of, or the third week of January, that's life-threatening.
Huh.
I mean, because of the cold, right?
Yeah.
So that's something that might change in the future. I'm really hoping it does, because we know that the ambulance wait times, if you're laying on the floor, 40 minutes is an eternity and a half.
Well,
without anyone coming.
Unfortunately, that's where all of this has come from, because of the way all that's being run. I mean, it takes a long time to get an ambulance. So all this has been brought into the province. It's right across the province, and a lot of fire departments are going into it. But it's unfortunate, but we never had that. We had ambulances posted all over. It's offloading by the government. That's how all this has happened. And that doesn't mean we're not supporting it. We are, because our residents need it. But in reality, it is offloading.
Yeah.
And it's offloading in many other areas. But I guess that's how the times are, and we're faced with it.
It's odd that you mentioned, to me it's odd anyway, that they've decided there's a level where they won't call you guys, because it's not costing them anything.
Yeah.
It's at a cost to us. So what expense is it for them to...
I have theories on it, but they're for later.
Mm. But really, I think I'm right. There's no cost to them other than...
No.
Then, yeah, we're
no,
paying for this. So why would they not just...
Yeah, they
anyway.
Determine the call, eh?
And then, you use the term granny fall. Well, how do you know that granny didn't hit your head? And it's got internal bleeding in her head. You know, you get a phone call and...
Well, they could explain.
That'll be a discussion with 911.
Yeah, that'll be a discussion with 911.
To do the phone call.
I know a guy fell, and a day later, the blood, he just couldn't move because he was bleeding inside his head. He fell, hit his head, got up, went in the house, and a day later, he had to phone the ambulance. He couldn't move his hands because of the blood pressure in his brain. So, I mean, how do you determine, you know?
Yeah, the call takers, they determine based on priorities what to send.
It's our expense, so,
yeah.
You know, and just send them to everyone.
That's because I'm hoping in the future that can change, where you can say, hey, we want our team to respond to these types of calls. You're paying us after
that's
all.
That's why we want this.
That's why we want it. That's
but it's going to have to probably come from you. It's going to have to push up through to AMM and then back down to Shared Health.
Well, we're hoping you don't get many calls, right? I mean, it's just to protect our people.
Yeah.
So there's two guys on call all the time, correct?
Two or three.
Okay. I'm trying to have one person in each kind of area, sort of north, south, middle.
We're going to do our best. It's not going to be perfect that way.
Don't probably have too many members out in the north.
We have one in Seven Sisters training.
Yeah.
But then there's a couple in White Mouth,
yeah,
and then toward Alma Way. Again, more of our department is from White Mouth South, so.
Well, I think it'll be a lot quicker with some ambulance calls.
Well, right? That's what the problem
four
is.
4 minutes or longer, eh? And at least this way, the way it's situated right now, 15 minutes or so, the guy's probably there.
That's right. Question, so, Clifford, if there's a, will there always be someone designated to this program? I.e., if there's a fire and the whole crew has gone to that, will there still be the numbers designated to the FR?
Most of the time when there is a fire, like any structure fire we attend to, the FRs would be dispatched here as well.
So there could be a potential gap where an FR wouldn't be available for these calls.
There's always going to be that potential because...
So we're prioritizing the fire department call over the FR?
No.
The first call, I guess.
No.
Right?
With the first call is always a priority, and then it goes by how we can distribute our members. And that, the incident commander at the... Say we got a fire call. Incident commander, when you get an FFR call, he's decide, can we release guys or is it just not safe to? Do we need all hands on deck on this one? We know that on the medical side, there is backup. There is an ambulance coming sometime, somewhere. Now, we do run multiple calls from time to time on the fire side. And it works. Like we distribute our members. 2021, we ran the big grass fire just outside of town here, and there was one on Mossburg Road at the same time. We were dispatched to that one toward the north first, about 5 minutes apart. Well, we ran two massive fires with our available members simultaneously. So it does work. I can't dictate how every call is going to work because we don't know. Like they're very dynamic.
Yeah.
They change all the time, but... What we're wanting to sort of have happen is the FFR members or any FFR members on a fire call, they will take more of the safety roles in that call. And that way, if there is another FFR incident comes up, again, I'm using the old term, FR incident come up. They can, if they're available, they can be released to attend
that's very
yeah.
Fair. It's the best we can do.
Yeah.
I got asked the other day from a ratepayer, will we be covering other areas we cover for Reynolds, like Rennie and the areas that we cover in our agreements with them for fire? Or
this is solely for the Army of White Mouth. If Armour Reynolds wants to enter into agreement with us, those details could be worked out, but this is solely for the Armour Whitemouth. We are not under any mutual aid agreements on the first response side to even our mutual aid departments like Pinoa, Lactobani, Bollinger. That's for fires only, not for medical. So, Reynolds is looking into an FR system. Of their own. So, where that will go, I don't know.
So, can we just? I'm just gonna ask you one thing here. It just happens because I see the work coordinator is sitting here. And is there any way that you guys could have and just set up and tell them what you're doing? I mean, the two committees should be a little bit more tied together. We've got both committees out there, and they have meetings after meetings after meetings that we get a little bit more communication between the two groups.
Rex, Dean just mentioned that in the...
Okay, well, all right.
We were talking about that, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we want to... he did message our chief in January that we just haven't said anything up yet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good?
I got no more questions. I'm good. I can't wait for it to be running.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
You going to volunteer first?
So I can't wait for it to be running.
And now that if you sent me those documents, that's what I need. So.
Yeah,
so that's the action.
Yeah.
There's they're drafts, so they. I guess we got to come up with their own, but they're a good.
Mm-hmm.
A base to go on.
I guess I have a last question for myself, Emily. Sorry, what would be a conceivable start date for everything? You said you're what, halfway done the training. What would we're talking May, June, July?
You know what? We're going to be ready, and then we're going to wait for Shared Health. So.
Yeah.
You'll be ready when, then, you guys?
Potentially end of February.
Okay. And then it's out of our hands.
And then,
Shared
yeah.
Health. Yeah.
I have heard that it can be a lengthy start from the Shared Health end.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Their approval or something.
Say again?
You need their approval to...
Yes, we need a license.
A license.
Yeah, license the department as a first responder department. Pinoa waited months when they were ready to roll. That I had spoke with their chief. He said, "Yeah, we're ready to go." He was going on holidays. He said, "I'm disappointed because they're going to go live when I'm on holidays." But it's nothing I could do. And it was like 2 months later that they finally went live. So hope. I mean,
hopefully by May, long weekend or so, we're ready to roll.
There's been a bit of press. Stymac Online published an article from Niverville. I didn't quite catch on what their complaint was, but they're in a long wait game with Shared Health. So I'm not sure. They had a funny beef, and I it doesn't quite line up with the documents I'm getting. But
I'm gonna look at that.
Yeah, read it over. There are an already MFR department. They're just wanting to introduce advanced first aiders in, and they're having stress with that. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm out.
And I will excuse myself.
Be it resolved that council recessed the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 152.3 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following item, legal and personnel. And be it further resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 83.1D of the Municipal Act. Mover.
Stead.
Seconder.
Sparky.
Sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. An update on an ongoing legal matter update was provided by CAO Lacey Smith. An update was on a court case regarding a bylaw infraction was also provided. The Rural Municipality of White... Here we go to the next one here. Ready? Okay, whereas court case concerning a bylaw infraction was held in Bossier, Manitoba, February 9, 2026, and whereas counsel was invited to attend by the municipal solicitor, now therefore be it resolved that counsel be approved to attend same, and further be it resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal laws, bylaws. A mover.
Stack.
Seconder.
Honky.
All in favor? Aye. Carried. Prior to discussions on communications items 3 and number 6, the offers to purchase roll number 8900 and roll number 23600, Councilor McDougall excused himself. 23600. For communications item number 3, whereas an offer to purchase roll number 8900 being the northwest of section 22, township 10, range 11 EPM in the amount of $53,500 has been received. Now therefore be it resolved that the rural municipality of Weymouth present a counter offer of $65,000. And further be it resolved the administration be directed to have our realtor present the counter offer, which if accepted is approved by council as final sale.
I'll make the motion.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Aye. Sorry. I'm excused.
You're excused. Communications item number 6, whereas an offer to purchase roll number 23600 being the southwest of section 17, township 10, range 12 EPM in the amount of $53,500 has been received. Now therefore be it resolved that the rural municipality of Weymouth present a counter offer of $65,000. And further be it resolved the administration be directed to have our realtor present the counter offer, which if accepted is approved by council as final sale. A mover, please.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 2:59.
Okay.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you, everybody.